Well, Christine, how are things going on in Silver City? Pretty busy, huh?
Yes, always busy here, Edmundo. I have a couple of crime story updates for you today.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, we had a homicide in the Mimbres Valley back in March. A gentleman named Walter Beeble was found dead in his home. They just recently filed charges on someone, so that case remained sort of open for a month or so. Now a woman named Melinda Brewer has been charged with an open count of murder and tampering with evidence in the death of Mr. Beeble, who was 67 years old. So she's currently in jail on $100,000 cash-only bond. She won't be getting out, I don't think, anytime soon, and we'll follow that case as it goes through the courts. The second case is a Hanover man, Baxter Edwin Eddie Evatt. He pleaded guilty Monday in Silver City District Court to two misdemeanor charges revolving around violating the Governmental Conduct Act. He was the former president of the Hanover Domestic Mutual Water Association. And he had written about 100 checks, 90 checks, to family members and his son and family businesses for about $122,000. They found that he didn't embezzle the money and that the work was done, and the work was done for a reasonable price, so they couldn't really charge him with anything in that case. But he had also awarded himself about a $1,200 gas allowance that he used to travel back and forth to Santa Fe to do Water Association business. Well, there's no evidence that he didn't actually do that, but the Water Association didn't approve that. So he will be paying back that $1,200 in restitution, and he pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor charges, and he'll be serving 2 years of supervised probation in that case.
Very tricky indeed. Let's talk to Ben Fisher, who has a lot of news on some activity that's happening in the Silver City area. Ben, I understand Congressman Pierce is going to be holding some town hall meetings.
Congressman Pierce just finished some town hall meetings here in Grant County. Well, one specifically. There was a bit of confusion. There were two groups had been trying to organize meetings with Congressman Pierce here in Grant County since as early as January.
I remember that.
Yeah, and they had gotten not much communication with Congressman Pierce's office, some of the groups. And then another group, a political organizer here, had gotten in touch and scheduled one for out in Bayard, New Mexico. And so when the other organizing group heard that Congressman Pierce had agreed to be in one place but not the other, they went ahead and held a town hall sort of meeting to raise some concerns they had. But Congressman Pierce did attend another, which his staff contends was not a town hall, but despite a question and answer format. But there he focused mostly on the changes to health care with Congress's new attempt to replace certain aspects of the Affordable Care Act, but also, his support of President Trump, despite, not always agreeing with what he says.
Let's move on to some good news from WNMU.
Yes. So during the latest state budget shakeup, the higher education department's funding was cut across the board, which was a message to get back to Santa Fe for a special session. But before the special session could be held, Western New Mexico University had to get moving on their own budget. And not knowing, how they would come out of the special session, they made a couple of moves to try to buffer any cuts from the state. One of those was to close down three of their rural learning centers, one in Gallup, one in Lordsburg, and one in Truth or Consequences. But through collaboration with Western, our District 38 Representative Rebecca Dow, and the local governments in Truth or Consequences, that learning center looks like it will remain open.
That's good news. Ben, where can people go to read some additional news on economic development and the preview of a wine extravaganza?
You can find that at scdailypress.com.
Well, thank you, Ben. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Edmundo.